From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kHz and voanews.id.
Listeners, the news read by Steve. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo is going to reshuffle his cabinet. Minister Sri Mulyani affirming financial exclusion presents tough challenge for ASEAN. And here is the news in detail. President Joko Widodo stated he would soon reshuffle the Indonesia onward cabinet. The cabinet shakeup will be conducted to fill the vacant position of Youth and Sports Minister after Zainuddin Amali stepped down. It was stated by the President Joko Widodo in Maros Regency, South Sulawesi on Wednesday. Zainuddin Amali decided to resign as a minister after being elected as the deputy chairperson of Indonesian Football Association. And Zainuddin Amali said he wanted to focus on managing national football. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani stated, financial exclusion remains a major challenge and crucial factor in ASEAN countries' economies, especially pertaining to micro, small and medium enterprises. Her side remarked that the development of digital technology and economy in the region is supposed to help turn financial exclusion into financial inclusion. As quoted by Antara, during a high-level dialogue seminar on promoting financial inclusion and literacy for MSMEs in Badung Bali on Wednesday, she affirmed that there are several ASEAN countries that still do not have a financial inclusion index. The minister also explained that the condition reveals the large gap existing among countries in the region in terms of financial inclusion. The Ministry of Finance allows the opportunity for national financial institutions to fund micro, small and medium enterprises since some 18 million MSME players have no access to financing. This is a great potential to improve MSME's performance. This was conveyed by Director of the Investment Management System at the Finance Ministry, Syafri Hadi, on the sidelines of discussion panel during ASEAN Finance Minister and Central Bank meeting in Nusa Dua, Bali on Wednesday, as reported by Antara. He also remarked that in 2019, Indonesia had a total of 65 million MSMEs, out of which 64.6 million were micro-businesses. Minister of Law and Human Rights, Yasona Lauli, called for regulations protecting creative economy actors from challenges and threats presented by the use of artificial intelligence or AI in terms of originality of works and copyrights. After all, there must be regulatory anticipation if that occurs, as pointed out by Minister Lauli. He also remarked that the Commission has the scope of tasks in the field of law, human rights and security. On the occasion, Minister Lauli, in a working meeting with the Third Commission of the House of Representatives, discussed companies that are currently developing AI. He further said that the issue of intellectual property and moral aspects has become a cause for concern for companies. King Charles III has paid tribute to Germany's extraordinary hospitality towards Ukrainian refugees during his first state visit as a monarch. The king said both the UK and Germany stand together with Ukraine in defense of freedom and sovereignty. As quoted by BBC.com, he kissed toast at a lavish state banquet which he delivered partly in German, the king promised to strengthen ties. The speech to dignitaries from both countries, including ex-leader Angela Merkel, drew many laughs and applause. The king's three-day tour with Camilla, the queen consort, comes after a planned visit to France was cancelled following unrest in several cities over pension reforms. Old Jebel Mosque, which is 3 centuries old and located in the center of Taqif in Taif, governorate in Makkah, is to be the focus of the Prince Mohammed bin Salman project for development of historical mosques. As quoted by ArabNews.com, the initiative aims at reviving the architecture of Al Jubail and increasing public awareness about the importance of preserving historical mosques. The area of the site will reach 310 square meters after renovation, while it maintains its capacity of 45 worshippers. The reconstruction of the mosque will utilize methods that will maintain its main component, stones from the Sarawat Mountains, in addition to local wood which is to be used in the ceilings, pillars, windows and doors. March 30th marked the 50th anniversary of Vietnam-Malaysia diplomatic relations. Over the past 5 decades, Vietnam and Malaysia have been close partners bilaterally and in the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. As reported by VOVWorld.vn, Malaysia and Vietnam have a long history of cooperation in various fields. The two always give high priority to strengthening friendly and cooperative relations. In 2015, Vietnam and Malaysia upgraded their cooperation into a strategic partnership. The two have adopted the 2 action plans to enhance their partnership. The first one, in 2017-2019 period, was successfully implemented, resulting in a strong and mutually beneficial cooperation in many fields. The second one, in the 2021-2025 period, is being implemented with many new cooperation initiatives, especially in economics. And listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesian Embassy in Beijing and the Bank Indonesia Representative Office in Beijing, along with the Shandong Provincial Government and the Daeju City Government, held the Indonesia-China Shandong Exchange Week. This event was held to promote trade, investment, education, culture and tourism from March 22nd to 28, 2023. This activity was also supported by the Indonesian Chambers of Commerce in China, INACHAM, and the Asian China Center, ACC. Indonesian Ambassador to China, Jauhari Oratmangun, in his remarks said that the bilateral relations between Indonesia and China has reached a high achievement in history. It is hoped that cooperation will continue to rise to a higher level. The opening of the Indonesia-China Shandong Exchange Week was attended by around 200 participants offline and hundreds of participants attended online. At the event, Ambassador Jauhari Oratmangun, along with Director General of Education of Shandong Province, Deputy Director General of FAO Shandong, Party Secretary of Daeju University, also officiated the formation of the International Cooperation Alliance for Indonesian and Shandong Higher Education, CIUICA. The alliance consists of 50 universities in Indonesia and 35 universities in Shandong. CIUICA is expected to be able to improve educational cooperation, exchange of information and insights between students, as well as transfer of knowledge from all educational programs at universities that are in line with the Freedom to Learn program. The activity also presented Indonesian dance performances, namely Janger Bali Creations, Warak Dugder, and Rasa Sayang, which were performed by the Indonesian dance studio from Yingde City, Guangdong Province. The Indonesia-China Shandong Exchange Week also exhibited photographs of Indonesian tourism objects and 11 paintings by Indonesian painters, namely Misasih L.C. Wihandayani Oratmangun and Mas Hedi Suryata, as well as works by Balinese painters. To further introduce Indonesian products to the Chinese public, there are 10 Indonesian companies that are members of INACHAM participating in an exhibition of potential Indonesian export products. The 10 companies are engaged in food and beverage, handicrafts, and swallow nests, which are in great demand in the Chinese market.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we begin today in history on March 30th with the event National Film Day. National Film Day is commemorated every year on 30th March. This date was taken from the first day of production of the film entitled Darah dan Doa, Long March of Siliwangi by the Indonesian filmmaker Usmar Ismail in 1950. The National Film Day commemoration is aimed at raising trust themselves as well as being a motivation for nation's children in achieving and elevating the degree of regional and national filmmaking. Move to the next event in 1981 about assassination attempt on President Reagan. On 30th March 1981, President of the United States Ronald Reagan was shot outside a Washington DC hotel by a homeless person named John Hinckley. At the time, the president had just finished giving a speech at a labor meeting at the Washington Hilton Hotel. After opening fire, Hinckley was taken into custody by the presidential guard. Reagan's operation went well and he was in stable condition. The next day, the president continued some of his executive duties and signed the act of his hospital bed. On 11th April, he returned to the White House. Reagan's popularity soared after the assassination attempt. Meanwhile, the shooter was indicted on federal charges of attempting to assassinate the president. We end today in history on March 30th with the event about World Bipolar Day celebration. World Bipolar Day is commemorated annually on 30th March. The observance aims to educate and disseminate information about bipolar disorder and promote acceptance of bipolar sufferers. 30th March was chosen because on that date, the famous painter Vincent van Gogh was born, who was diagnosed with bipolar condition. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Minister of Environment and Forestry adopted a policy of automatic adjustment to deal with global economic uncertainty and geopolitical turmoil. That was stated by Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya in a working meeting with the House of Representatives Commission 4th in Jakarta on Tuesday. She said that the automatic adjustment policy took effect based on a letter from the Minister of Finance on December 9, 2022, with a portion of 458.60 billion rupiah, or around 6.63% of the budget allocation ceiling for the Ministry of Environment and Forestry. Minister Siti Nurbaya also explained that the budget reserve policy asks all ministries and institutions to block a portion of the budget that has not been prioritized for implementation at the beginning of the year. Through the policy, all ministers and institutions will have the resilience for anticipation when changes must be made in facing the impact of the global uncertainty. Minister Siti Nurbaya further said that the budget reserve process has been carried out several times through work meetings and hearings under the guidance of the House of Commission Ford. She also remarked that her side still upholds the commitment that the budget reserve will not affect the community-based works worth 1.67 trillion rupiah this year. In 2023, the Ministry of Environment and Forestry is committed to dispersing the community-based activity funds to 327 selected districts and cities starting March 2023.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Stick around and get along with you. You know that I'll be with you if I could. I'll come around and see you once in a while, or if I ever need a reason to smile. Every now and then I'm insecure. Let me show you life can be so pure. Whoa. Life is easy if you wear a smile. Just be yourself, don't ever change your style. No, you're so fine being on my mind. Get nervous every time and I can bear. So fine, be on my mind. Get there.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara is famous not only with its stunning natural scenery, such as Mount Rinjani, Seger Kuta Beach, Pusuk Sembalun Tourism Park, and Salong Hill, but also with its array of culinary delights that are perfect for breaking the fast. As we enter the month of Ramadan, there are many types of snacks that are available to be chosen. One of them is Batun Bedil, a signature market snack of Lombok Island made from glutinous rice flour. It has a chewy texture and it is sticky when it is chewed. Batun Bedil comes from the word batun, which means stone, and bedil, which means rifle. Therefore, Batun Bedil means the stone of a rifle, alias bullet. This name is taken because the shape of the snack resembles a small round bullet with a slightly elongated tip. However, there is also Batun Bedil whose shape is small, round, and slightly flattened. It is pretty easy to make Batun Bedil. Stir in glutinous rice flour, water, and salt. After that, the dough is formed flat round or slightly elongated in small sizes, and the dough is cooked until it's ready. Then the dough is dried. As for the sauce, a mixture of brown sugar, salt, and pandanus leaf is brought to a boil. Batun Bedil is served with its brown sugar sauce. You can add grated coconut on its top to make it more mouth-watering. The snack is served not only as an iftar menu, but also as a daily snack for anyone to enjoy. The snack is usually sold in various traditional markets in Lombok. It costs from 5,000 rupiah to 10,000 rupiah. Besides being famous in Lombok, Batun Bedil is also quite popular in Bali.
Lembaran foto hitam putih, aku coba ingat lagi warna bajumu kala itu. Kali pertama di hidupku, manusia lain memelukku. Lembaran foto hitam putih, aku coba ingat lagi wangi rumah di sore itu. Kue coklat balon menawani pesta hari ulang tahunku. Dimanapun kalian berada, ku kirimkan terima kasih untuk warna dalam hidupku dan banyak kenangan indah. Kau melukis aku. Lembaran foto hitam putih, kembali teringat malamku. Hitung-hitung bintang saat mataku sulit tidur. Suaramu buatku lelap. Dimanapun kalian berada, ku kirim
Menangis aku. Kita tak pernah tahu berapa lama kita diberi waktu. Jika aku pergi lebih dulu, jangan lupakan aku. Ini lagu untukmu. Ungkapan terima kasihku. Lembar monokrom hitam putih, aku coba ingat warna demi warna di hidupku. Takkan ku mengenal cinta bila bukan karena hati baikmu.
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Miscellany for today has a topic: Tourism and Creative Economy Ministry holds Mass Bacon Expo in Jakarta, introducing genuine Indonesian intellectual property. Listeners, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy held the Mass Bacon Expo in Jakarta in a bid to introduce Indonesian original intellectual property. In the weekly brief with Sandiaga Uno at the Sabta Pesona Building in Jakarta on Monday, Minister of the Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga, said that Mass Bacon is an acronym for Intellectual Property Based Creative Economy Marketing. This exhibition introduced various original Indonesian intellectual properties from 27th to 29th March 2023 at the lobby of the Sabta Pesona Jakarta building in the framework of the Goes to Hong Kong International Licensing Show 2023, and also commemorates National Film Day, which falls on 30th March. Minister Sandiaga Uno also remarked that Mass Bacon Expo will also facilitate intellectual property or IP to increase marketing and brand licensing in Indonesia. From 27 until 29 March, in the lobby of the Sabta Pesona building, there were IP intellectual property, characters, and merchandise from the Indonesian delegation who took part in the Hong Kong International Licensing Show, which becomes one of the largest market hubs in Asia for the animation and entertainment, art, design, celebrity, fashion, lifestyle, and sports licensed industries, organized by the Hong Kong Trade Development Council. Most of these masks are IP owned by film industry players such as MD Entertainment, Jagat Bumi Langit, and Bollywood. Minister Sandiaga Uno further said that from 19 to 21st April, at the Hong Kong Convention and Exhibition Center, the Jakarta Tourism and Creative Economy Office, in collaboration with the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, supported by four associations, will facilitate 10 IPs with Indonesian characters.
Nah, mulai tanggal 19 sampai 21 April.
Now, from April 19 to 21st, the Hong Kong Convention and Exhibition Center will witness the collaboration of the Jakarta Tourism and Creative Economy Service and the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, supported by four associations, namely the Indonesian Intellectual Property Association, Indonesian Comics Association, Indonesian Animation Industry Association, and Indonesian Game Association will facilitate curated 10 IP characters. They are Tai Lalat, Milk and Mocha Bear, Si Juki Guguk, Fan Cican, Oramon, Alto and Clue, Sportbots, Lokapala and Rion and Friends. That's Miscellany.
Negatif biar jadi yang enak lu. Freeze harus lebih dingin. Peace tolong didamain. Oh cheers tolong dituangin. Lebih santai dikit kalau panas harus cooling down.
Buka mata, lihat dirimu. Tak masalah, gapai mimpi.
Stick to the plan. And I don't give a damn. No need to worry, we gonna be.
Siap ambil papan bila mereka tetap tenang, aku tetap maju ke depan.
I don't give a damn. We gon' be alright. Sometimes we need to slow.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Music Corner. And today I will give you Jikustik. Jikustik is actually a music group from Yogyakarta, formed on February 26, 1996. They were so popular in 2000. Chico Stick is well known for their poetic and romantic lyrics. Their debut album, dubbed Seribu Tahun or 1,000 Years, was released in September 2000. The greatest hits of the album were Maaf or Sorry. It was about someone who made a mistake and was trying to apologize with lots of poetic words. My listener here is Chico Stick with Maaf.
Voice of Indonesia.
Mengingatmu
Voice of Indonesia.
Putri, jangan menangis. Hapus air mata di wajah cantikmu. Putri, kepergianku tak akan lama. Tahan rindumu.
Putri, seandainya saja ku bisa menghentikan waktu. Ku hentikan waktu.
Bila kau rindukan aku, putri, coba kau
of Indonesia.
Ku rindu disayangi sepenuh hati.
kesepian ini.
Alright, listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter, at @voiindonesia. And send us email on voi@voinews.id.